To this hour's discussion, as I mentioned, it's COVID-19 and how our restrictions and regulations have actually assisted in impacting the pervasiveness of flu itself. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Smongile Walaza, looking forward to getting her medical perspective.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Medical epidemiologist at the Center for Respiratory Diseases and Meningitis, CRDM, at the NICD, Dr. Smongile Walaza. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Refilwe, and thanks for having me.
Of course. We're very excited. Well, very excited. We're heading into the third wave of COVID-19, and I suppose the last thing one wants to be concerned about as we head into the winter months is the likelihood of flu. But I think anecdotally, for most of us over the past year, the sense has been that very few people have gotten sick. And now we're seeing that it's possible that two influenza strains actually have disappeared from planet Earth altogether. Is that actually possible?
So maybe before we get into that, I would feel that it's important to know that, I mean, influenza is caused by a number of viruses. And by the nature of the virus, they do change over time. And on a particular year, you sometimes get this a number that's mostly predominant in that time that is circulating. So from the surveillance that we've done, and also I think from other countries in the past year, we've seen very little flu that was circulating. And we can talk about what may have caused that. But yes, we have seen that some of the influenza viruses that were circulating in previous years, for example, the influenza virus or strain that was caused the big pandemic in 1918, has not been seen anymore, or we've not seen it anymore. So it is possible. However, in this context and this situation with very little influenza that was circulating last year, I think it is still early to say whether these viruses, we're going to see them or not see them, or whether it's a reflection of what the surveillance systems could pick up.
So yes, so I think we're comfortable with the broad range of strains. I'm curious, what defines an extinction of a strain? What was suggested by experts is that they didn't see it pop up, these two pop up last year. Does that necessarily mean it won't show up this year?
It's difficult. As I said, with influenza viruses, it really is difficult. Sometimes it is a wait and see. You can sort of predict what is going to be common in the subsequent year. But up until you see the viruses that are circulating, then you can say, well, okay, this year this was the most predominant strain. But again, I think what is also we need to take into consideration that in 2020, because of the measures that were put in place for the COVID, there was very little influenza that was circulating. So it could be that we didn't see some of the strains because, with all these measures that were in place, that there was very little influenza that was circulating. But as I say, that I mean, it does happen now and again that with time, then some of the strains, then we don't see them anymore. And as I was giving you the example of the influenza strain that caused the 1918, yeah. But also even the one that, I mean, that was circulating before the 2009 pandemic, we've not seen it again, I mean, since then. So it does happen.
So what does that mean for the future of flu vaccines? I mean, could we say washing hands, social distancing and masking for the rest of our lives may make them obsolete? Or could we say being vaccinated against COVID-19 may assist? What are your thoughts?
So my thoughts would be that, unfortunately, we're not the only host for the influenza, so they will probably still continue circulating in other hosts, but definitely. The washing hands, I mean, we've seen that with all the measures that we've put in place, that at least in terms of getting people sick or infecting people, that they become sick and they need medical attention, that has done a lot, I mean, has done very well for the influenza situation, or at least preventing for our people to get infected. So, yeah. Keeping social distance and making sure that people wash their hands. And of course, then again, I mean, we do say that for the people who are at increased risk, I mean, things like the vaccination, people should really get vaccinated for influenza to prevent themselves from getting the flu.
Thank you so much. Dr. Sibongile Walaza giving us her expert perspective there, medical epidemiologist at the Center for Respiratory Diseases and Meningitis at the NICD.